The logjam between the State House and Senate over a capital budget seems to have broken. The House Finance Committee late yesterday evening presented its version of the budget that spends about $300 million more than the bill the Senate passed earlier this week. APRN's Dave Donaldson has more.
The Senate bill spent $2.8 billion. The House version comes in at $3.1 billion, more than the arbitrary limit the governor set early in this year's session. The House version, however, does remove the controversial contingency language the Senate had included to protect energy projects from gubernatorial vetoes. Senate leaders say the governor has assured them he will not veto projects based on members' support for his proposed oil tax reductions. Projects added on by the House in the committee version provides, among other things, a $44 million increase in the state's share of funding for a bridge over the Tanana River. That would provide access to a military training location. The project was a very high priority for Fairbanks lawmakers and was frequently mentioned by the public during Wednesday's comment period. The budget also provides operating funds for the Goose Creek Prison. That was a high priority for MATSU legislators and the public. The bill will be available for committee amendments this morning and is scheduled to be put on the House floor for consideration and possibly a vote this afternoon. The Senate, meanwhile, will debate and likely vote on a bill extending the coastal management program. If the bill does not get all the way through the system in time, the program will close at the end of June. Completion of both those bills will finish the work of the special session, setting up a possible adjournment late today or tomorrow. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.